The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Matt Holland is with us now on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Toby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great as well, I think. Now, you've got a brand new song coming out on March the 17th called I Want You Back.
Yes,
what's
sir.
The basic idea behind that song, first of all?
Well, it's about a man that basically did some, probably some, had made some bad decisions with his past relationship. And he's starting to realize that he lost a good thing. And now he's trying to get her back, basically.
Yeah. How long did it take you to come up with the idea for it and have it all written down and ready to record?
Oh, well, I wrote I Want You Back in probably about 4 hours. Once I get a topic, you know, it don't take too long, but it took me about 4 hours.
Yeah.
To actually write the song.
And then to go on recording that, was that another quick process to get it all finished?
Oh, well, you know, recording takes a little time. Once I get with my music producer and I show him my ideal and my melody and my lyrics, you know, and we get the right instrumentation down, it probably takes maybe 3 months at the most. I've seen it earlier, like 2 months, but 2 to 3 months, you know, when you finished everything, your vocals, the instrumentation, and get it to where you want it to be, it usually takes an average from 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. And you mentioned just there about getting the producer involved and everything. What's that experience like going in and recording it?
Oh, it's fun, really. I mean, once you see something you wrote comes to life, it's actually very, exhilarating. I mean, to know that you wrote this and you put the melody to it and now it comes to life and ready for radio and ready for everybody else to listen to. It's very exhilarating and just fun. I mean, it's just fun. That's why I think I told you in my last interview that I do this basically as a hobby. It's very fun and very heartwarming.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there any particular thing in your life that's inspired this song, or is it just you felt like writing a song like it?
Well, you know, like I told you in my last interview, I try to think of topics that most people have experienced in life. Hmm. And that is one that, I mean, you know, sometimes we have regrets, maybe even just friendships, things maybe you should have handled differently. And I felt like this was a song, I Want You Back, is something that a lot of men and women can relate to. So that's what I try to do when I write my songs. I try to write songs that everybody can relate to and put themselves in that song when they listen to it.
And does it have a particular genre associated with it?
No, I hope all genres can relate to that song. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope you get a chance to listen to it. You'll find that it really has a melody that every genre can relate to. It's not very fast. It's not very slow.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to sharing it with the world and you as well. And I hope you like it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good idea to not stick to just the one genre, because then loads of people listening to it and they're not going to be put off if it's not a genre that they like.
Exactly. And in fact, the first 5 songs that I wrote, Toby, I had them recorded by musicians in Nashville.
Ooh.
some studio musicians in Nashville did my first five songs. And Your Love Is, Love Is a Thrill, I Ain't Got No Money, Honey, yeah. Love Me Now, and Your Love Is a Thrill, and All in My Mind was done by Nashville musicians. Wow. And you can hear the Nashville taste when you listen to them.
Yeah, for sure.
But I actually started recording my songs with my vocals when I wrote Are You Ready for Your Blessing? And so I went on, I started recording Are You Ready for Your Blessing? I did This Christmas is also my vocals. And now I have recorded I Want You Back is also my vocals.
Yeah. Was there anything with I Want You Back that stood out in terms of the musicians playing for it?
No. I love the melody that we came up with. No, it's nothing. No different than the past, than recording with my music producers.
Yeah.
No, nothing different, Toby. Mm.
And do you like to stick to the same kind of producers for each song that you do?
No, in fact, I'm glad you asked me about that. I usually work with Kevin Bond, who's a Grammy-winning gospel music producer.
Ooh.
But I brought in another producer that's local. He's only about 5 minutes from me. Somebody told me about him. His name is Spielberg. Oh. He has a great studio down here in Augusta, Georgia. So we all collaborated on this. And Kevin Bond, who's located in Atlanta, Georgia, he did the background music. You know, he did a very good job. He did background music. And then I got with Spielberg. He's only about 10 minutes away from me. And we did my vocals and my background vocals.
Yeah.
And like I say, I'm glad I met him. So we collaborated on this one.
Mm. Do you get the kind of overall say on how the song sounds in the end, or is it maybe 50-50?
Yes, yes.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yes, Toby. In fact, when I write my songs, I record them with my melody. In fact, I record them here at my home. And then I introduce it to my producers and let them know that's the way I want it to go. That's the melody. And yes, that's a must for me, Toby, because that's my creation. And that's the answer to that question is yes. I introduce my melody and my lyrics and how I want it to go.
And with the song I Want You Back, did it eventually end up sounding like how it was in your head, or did it sound different?
Yes. No, it's not no different at all, Toby. In fact, if I was to let you hear my rough draft, which I recorded at my house, I always recorded at my house on a rough draft on my tape recorder. And then I then I process it to a CD.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly the same, except it's not live music. It's not live instrumentation. But yes, it goes. All my songs have been just like that.
Yeah.
Most music producers don't want to change your music because they'll tell you over and over, it's your song. We're going to do it your way. Good music producers anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to work with anybody who's trying to change my song because you never know where that's going to go, Toby. Someday somebody say, well, you know, I put this in there and I put that in there and I changed that.
Yeah.
So I just try to keep things my way.
Have you ever had a moment when you were recording and producing the song where something wasn't in your original plan but accidentally ended up in the song somehow and you actually quite liked it?
Oh, yes. I've added, just like on Are You Ready for Your Blessing, I added a talk where I'm talking at the end. Mm-hmm. That wasn't originally in the song, but it's something I came up with maybe a month later after we had started recording it. And it's awesome. I start talking at the end of it. And yes, the answer to your question is yes, Toby. You know, and words change all the time. You know, sometimes I look back into a song and say, wait a minute, you know, this word should be changed. It would be better if I used this word and things like that. So that's going to always happen,
yeah.
You know, because nobody's perfect. You got to just lay it down the way you feel at first and then go over it and go over it and go over it. And changes will be made.
Mm. Absolutely. And how are you finding COVID at the moment? Are you optimistic that we might soon be able to get out again and perform?
Oh, yes. Toby, we all feel that way, but just don't, at least down this way, it just don't seem like it's getting any better.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, but you know, you just got to do the right things, Kobe. Social distancing and masking is a must.
Yeah.
And, but it just seemed like it's getting worse down this way. How's it in the UK?
It's kind of okay. We're in full lockdown because our cases are rising again, but we've got the vaccine to give us a little bit of hope, which we're vaccinating loads of people. But then I kind of feel like we're only vaccinating the people in this country. So the only way that's going to work is if we close the borders and don't travel anywhere else where the virus would still be.
Exactly. Because other people will affect you, your population. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Yes.
So do you have any more songs that you're working on at the moment that you're going to release after this one?
Yes, I've got one called The Weeknd. I'm excited about that. I'm trying to go away from the love a little bit, you know, because I guess that's one of the main things that especially men write about is love. So I decided to do a kind of like not a real party song, but this song is going to be about a man who hardly ever gets out and decides one weekend that he's going to go out and he has a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that because I got a good melody to it and got nice vocals to it. So that's what I'm working on now, Kobe. And after that, I got another one lined up called My Favorite Girl.
Ooh.
So I got some things lined up, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
2021 is going to be a busy year for me, Toby.
Yeah, I can sense it already. So in the meantime, where are we able to listen to I Want You Back if we're interested in hearing how it sounds?
Of course, Toby, it's going to be released on all music sites March the 17th.
Mm.
And your favorite music site should have it. I mean, I got a good distributor. So whoever you deal with, Spotify, iTunes, even YouTube, you should be able to pull it up and listen to it, as well as all of my other songs, Toby.
Yep. And are you on social media as well for us to keep up with your music?
Yes, my main social media I enjoy affiliating with is Facebook. Mm. It's Facebook. I do have Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts, but I spend a lot of time on Facebook. I love it. It's rewarding. And, you know, the people that I associate with, it's just awesome, Toby.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Toby. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you on reaching out to me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.